point, we're going to head out to Muncie, Indiana, and be joined by Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. And obviously a tough game on Saturday afternoon at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis with a 34-24 setback against Indiana. When getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Cardinals.
Yeah, obviously it was a back and forth game there, and when you get back and you look at the tape, I know, you know, certainly after the game there, talking to the team in the locker room, I thought we played a very, very physical game, played with great effort. We left a few plays on the field, and, you know, when you're playing a team like that, when you're playing against a Big Ten opponent, you got to make the plays when you have an opportunity to do that. And I thought there was a couple, situations in the game where, we didn't get that done. And so a lot of positives to build on. I thought we're a much more mature team. And I thought anytime, you know, there was moments in the game where, they ebb and flow, or when we experienced adversity in the game, I thought our guys really did a great job of responding to that and having that next, the play the next play mindset that you try to talk and, emphasize over and over to your team. So a lot of positives to build on, not the result, obviously, that we wanted, but, we got a lot of things that we can clean up, a lot of things we can improve on before we get to next Saturday.
Got a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New. In that contest, again, a back-and-forth contest, every single time there seemed to be a situation where perhaps Indiana was going to pull away from the game, your Cardinals responded. Talk about that fight and that effort you saw from your squad throughout that contest.
Yeah, we went into it knowing that, hey, we just got to make sure that we withstand the punch and move on, because it's going to happen. And, early in that game, late in the first quarter, they hit on the 75-yard touchdown pass, huge play. But, the very next series, we came back, and our defense forced in, they got two turnovers in a row right after that, two interceptions. And so, I thought the sideline demeanor was great because, when those moments happened in the game, our guys responded. And, even coming out to start the second half, they went on a seven-play drive to start the quarter to go up 23-10 on us. And we responded with the very next series. We went down and scored a touchdown to get it back to within six. And really, I thought our defense did a great job getting off the field the next two series, and we weren't able to do anything with that. And I thought that was a big moment in the game there in the third quarter when, we had two huge stops, and then we didn't come back and do anything with that. And then, in the fourth quarter, when we got down again, it was, 31-17. And I thought Drew Plutt did a heck of a job leading us on an 8-play, 93-yard drive that got us to within seven. So it was back and forth, and I thought the way our guys handled, the adversity when it happened in the game was a bright spot for us that we can build on going forward.
Specifically, the running performance by Caleb Huntley and also Drew Plitt. Talk about both of their performances after looking at the film.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb's one of those guys that we got to get the ball into his hand, and he carried the ball 22 times the other day, for 83 yards, and it was physical. Indiana's got a good defense; they got a lot of experience on their defense. We knew it was going to be a physical game, and he pounded out some tough yards. Our guys did a very nice job of playing physical up front on the O line, and Caleb. Getting the ball in his hands as many times we can, because when you're 225 pounds and you run the way he does, a very physical runner, that's got to continue to be a strength for us going forward. And then obviously Drew, coming into the season now, being the starting quarterback, I thought you could see his strength show up on the field the other day. He's a very quick processor. He recognizes defenses very well. He can get you in and out of plays. At the line of scrimmage, I thought he made some very impressive throws during the game, and he also had a couple that he missed on that he'd love to have back. But great game to build on for Drew. He runs a show. He's a tremendous leader. His teammates respect him, and he's got a toughness element to him and the intangible part of it that are certainly great qualities of his, and great performance to build on for him. And he's only going to get better. And I thought he handled himself very well. Game number one, in a venue like that and playing against a Big Ten opponent.
Looking ahead to this week with coming back truly home to Schumann Stadium and playing Fordham, when you look at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, Fordham lost a heartbreaker. They lost on a last-second field goal the other night. But, you look at their team now. They play hard. Offensively, I know they feel very strongly about the quarterback. The game that he played the other day, they had a 100-yard rusher in that game. So they got good balance offensively. I know they feel like the quarterback has a chance to be a special player. And defensively, they're very, they play very physical. They play hard with great effort. You can see that. I know their coach describes them as a team that plays with a lot of grit, a lot of toughness. That certainly comes from him. But yes, no question, they lost a heartbreaker. And last year they had a tough season, but they got things going in the right direction. Listen, it's going to be a game for us that, we're treating Fordham just like we treated preparations for Indiana. It's going to be a very physical game again. We got to make sure that we get ourselves healthy and get the recovery piece of it while we're off the practice field where it needs to be. But it's going to be a good challenge. Obviously, coming to our place, we're excited to play, at home here this weekend and get things kicked off.
Mike, for you and your Cardinals, obviously, a lot of work went into hosting an opener neutral site game at Lucas Oil. Just talk about all the effort that went into from the athletic department there and the opportunity for the supporters of the Cardinals program having opportunities like that. How special of a game and a contest was that for your program?
It was awesome, and my hat is off to everybody on the operations staff for the amount of work that went into getting that thing kicked off and all the preparation that goes into it. The atmosphere was awesome. We went to the stadium the day before, did a walk around, had some photo opportunities, had a chance to meet with some of our big donors and big supporters, and to be able to play in an NFL venue where they played a Super Bowl. We had a chance to be in the Colts locker room, which was great opportunity and a great moment for our kids to be able to see that. It was a unbelievable atmosphere, unbelievable situation, and all the hard work that went into making that happen by our operations staff, our athletic, our administration. They did a great job, and obviously disappointed not to be able to come out of there with a win, especially with all that hard work that went into it. But it was a great opportunity, and they certainly did a great job there. And I know our guys, our kids, and our football team will remember that for a long time. And it was really cool to walk in and see both end zones painted with Ball State, and it was really cool to see that and be a part of that.
Defensively, obviously, your squad with the two picks were creative and getting those turnovers. Talk about the play defensively by your defense.
No question. Our guy, we went into it knowing that we gotta make sure that we stop the run and being able to contain Stevie Scott and not let this 230-pound back get loose on us and make him earn everything he gets. And so, tackling was a point of emphasis, and I thought our guys did a great job tackling. We held them to a 2.5-yard average. Now the quarterback made some plays with his feet. He had a couple big runs there. But if you look at minus those QB runs, and we got to get better at that, making sure that we've got someone assigned to him the next. Certainly when you face a dual threat guy, but we really did a good job against the run. And for us, gave up a couple big plays. You take away that 175-yard pass, and we're talking about 250 yards passing in the game, and we got to do a better job of getting after the quarterback. He had a fairly clean pocket. We got a couple hits on him, but we got to continue to work at that. But I think for us, the big point of emphasis was stopping the run. That was down the stretch last year. Was tough for us. So big point of emphasis. Our guys did a good job the other day. A lot to build on. Very physical, very solid tackling game. But we're gonna have to do a better job of making sure that we get after the quarterback in the passing game and make it difficult for him to throw from a clean platform.
Well, Mike, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Fordham. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals coming off the 34-24 loss to Indiana again in that contest. Quarterback Drew Plitt, 298 yards passing and on 26 completions and 2 touchdowns. For Ball State, they will be hosting Fordham this coming Saturday, September 7th at 2 p.m. Eastern, that game on ESPN3.